Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Well, as you know, Trump was recently at a rally in Iowa. And so we have a couple different clips here from that Iowa rally that we'll play for you after the break. But in case you missed it, over the weekend, a rapper, a singer from Mississippi named Lil Pump got the crowd all going for President Trump. And so they're all chanting, "We want Trump." And so this was going on at his concert at the University of Mississippi. And they were quite, as you can hear in the background,
pumped
up. Quite pumped up.
Well, they were a little pumped up.
Yeah, right. There we go. Well, and so good to see that, especially at a university that, is being overrun, all the universities being overrun by these false paid for pro-Hamas protests.
Oh yeah, pro-communist, pro-globalist.
Yeah, they're paid. They're paid for. There's not one ounce of legitimacy to any of that. These are all paid protests, as well as people that have just flooded across our border illegally.
That's right.
And
and continue to.
Yes, exactly. And also over the weekend, one of our favorites, the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban,
yes,
he was describing their own migrant policy and why their own migrant policy works, because what they do is they have the border wall, their own border wall, heavily patrolled as well, and they flat out keep them out with physical barriers.
That's right.
And he said
they work.
He said it's the only thing that works. And if we didn't have that border wall, they would be overrun by all of the Muslims and illegal immigrants, just like all of the rest of the EU nations.
That's
have
right.
been. And so, we love that guy. That guy is, first of all, he's a diehard Christian, and he leads the nation as a Christian nation. And so God bless him for that. And so hopefully, we're going to be seeing a lot of this same kind of action from Speaker of the House Johnson, and especially in regard to our border that is absolutely insane and out of control, and why we're currently being invaded.
Yeah, and also the Polish UN delegation, the gal, the representative, said we need to get out of the UN.
Yep,
we have
that's
no
right.
business being in an organization that's celebrating terrorists and promoting Hamas
that's
and
right.
defending them. And so we need to get out.
Yes, exactly. We need to be saying exactly that. Geez,
that's right.
The real Americans have been saying that for a very long time now,
yep.
Well over 20, 30 years, especially the John Birch Society has always been
yes.
saying, get the UN out, and of course, having written the book that I wrote, The Perils of Sustainable Development, I would fully agree with that. In fact, I would be the champion of that effort if we could ever just, give them the eviction notice and tell them we want the building back.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, they've got the right idea. They've got their borders protected. They're kicking the UN out, or getting out of the UN rather. And
he's calling for it.
Yep, exactly. And so that is super, super positive and great to see it. So, but we've got a lot of news to get to as well, including another statement from Benjamin Netanyahu on the ceasefire that is also a very common sense response. And so I'm just thrilled, especially with the new Speaker of the House, and seeing different leaders of different nations acting with common sense, acting as
yep.
though they still have a brain between their ears, and so
there are still some out there, and that's encouraging.
Very much so.
Well, man, well, here we go. End times crew. We don't want to go forward without visiting the word of the day every day. And so we've got one picked out here the Lord brought to us. So Lady Liberty, I want to share?
That's right. Yes, of course. This is, again, a random turning for Trump Tuesday that comes to us from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 13, that reads under the title, The Redeemer of Israel. Woohoo!
Yes.
But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him. Bring out the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring out their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Indeed, before the day was, I am he. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it? And that's it.
That is very cool.
No kidding.
And what a time right now when Israel's legitimacy is being questioned.
That's right.
You know, here's God saying that they belong to him.
Right.
I mean, he who formed you, O Israel.
Right.
And
he was willing to give Egypt for their ransom.
And he did, too.
Yep.
Their whole army.
That's right.
Sacrificed for Israel's sake.
That is that amazing thing that you and I had discussed in a couple different shows several years back, where we were talking about what is the cost of a person,
yes,
right? What is the cost that, you know, for the... He paid the ransom here in verse,
yes,
3, where it says, I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. And so he clearly paid for them to be freed by, well, you know, by sacrificing other people.
And intends to keep them that way.
Yep.
And to bring them back, you know, this part in verse 5, fear not, for I am with you. Israel is hanging on that right now.
That's right.
And he says, I will bring your descendants from the east and gather from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. To the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
Yep.
That's what's happening right now. Their descendants are being brought back from the ends of the earth.
Ever since 1948.
Well, exactly. Since before 1948, actually, they were being called into their, you know, 1948, they were officially recognized as a nation. They've been coming ever since. And now there's a new wave. Well, look at the persecution against Jews in Russia.
Right.
And other places. And now Jews are, they're scared. In the United States, they're scared because Hamas is targeting them, their businesses, and so on.
Those are our Jews, and nobody better touch our Jews.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
those
what.
Those are ours. Don't touch them.
But we will protect them.
But there was a call for them, come home.
That's right.
And, you know, you see that like on Amir Sarfati's and other, you know, Christian outreaches. They're saying, Jews, it's time for you to come home. Wherever you are, persecution is only going to increase. And at some point, it's going to spill over to Christians.
Right.
I mean, in the end times, they're going to be specifically those who, with the testimony of Jesus Christ, are going to be persecuted.
Yep. Know,
they're going to be beheaded.
That's right.
Interesting, too, how we got Hamas, Hezbollah, and all those that are infiltrating, you know, all these countries in the world.
Yep.
And that is an Islamic, you know, method of killing.
I know. Yes.
So
exactly.
Yeah, they'll be the foot soldiers for the Antichrist.
Well, and an interesting thing that you were pointing out just a minute ago was, you know, the fact that they're trying to describe that Israel doesn't belong there and that it actually belongs to the Palestinians,
right.
Which, you know, first of all, the very, very strongest argument there is that the Jews were there first and it belongs to them is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a Jew. Jesus Christ lived in the time of, well, he lived all around in Israel.
Right.
He spoke and ministered all over Israel. And we know exactly when that happened. Exactly. In fact, our current calendar is what it is because of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
How could, you know, if Palestinians had owned it, what about Jesus Christ? You know, they weren't there while he was there. And I'll tell you what, that's every single day that happens on this whole entire planet happens on a certain date that is only because Jesus Christ walked this earth in Jerusalem and he was crucified and resurrected in Jerusalem.
And says, I will be back. And I'm going to set up my throne in Jerusalem.
That's
for
right.
Eternity, his kingdom.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, this is, you know, you bring up a good point. I mean, you could say, well, it was God's promise to Abraham, but Jesus pretty much sealed the deal.
Yes.
As far as, you know, who owns it.
Yeah, yeah. The Son of God touched down on earth, did more miracles. He changed the world. He actually changed the world. Nobody else in history did anything like him, especially when you can even affect the modern day calendar because of him being here.
The entire world, even if you don't, even an atheist is going to say, well, they try to change it, right? It's no longer, you know, 2023 AD, because
right.
That's Anno Domini, the day of our Lord. So we'll change it to CE, current era.
Yeah, right.
Well, guess what? You're still basing it off of Christ's.
Exactly.
You know, so
yep. It's the dates are the same. So no matter how you try to deny it twist and turn the
yes.
facts, right? You know, well, and what's also interesting about the word of the day is right on the opposite page of the word of the day is Isaiah chapter 42 verses 10 through 13, which is under the title Praise to the Lord. And describes, sing to the Lord a new song and his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastlands and you inhabitants of them, let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar inhabits, let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout out aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. Well, this is what I keep seeing videos of. The Israeli soldiers, while they're in battle, they're like, you know, they're positioned to be shooting and they're aiming at their targets and they're singing to the Lord.
Yes.
They're singing songs of praise to the Lord while they're laying there taking aim. And I keep seeing so many different video clips of the Israeli soldiers singing praise to the Lord.
Yes, and gathered together like before the ground offensive,
right.
You know, before they came in, and soldiers blowing the shofar.
Yes.
You know, on the edge of the battlefield.
That's
before they go
phenomenal.
In.
Phenomenal.
It's just, you know, these are the descendants of the same Jews who took Jericho.
Yes.
And
the same
took
Jews
out the Amalekites
from First
and the
Chronicles,
Hittites.
Yep. From Nehemiah. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just pretty amazing to see that they've still held their heritage, their history, and their identity.
Well, and that's the cool part is here he's describing in Isaiah 42 and 43, they will sing and he will prevail against their enemies. He will go out as the man of war and fight for them. So basically, just like when Joshua was sent forth to fight the giants, God said, I will give you victory. I will deliver all of this land into your hands. So Joshua went out, they fought, but God made sure they won.
That's right.
And so, you know, this is awesome to be part of this, to see that this is happening and to read it right out of a random turning from today.
Yeah.
And so
these random turnings are so applicable. They're not random. Well, they're random to us, but not to the Lord.
But not to the Lord.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pray about it and ask him to bring us to the word that he wants us to talk about. And they are so relevant
for
what's going on in the world.
To the day.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Very cool. Okay, so that scripture, once again, that was Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 13.
All right, mark that down and read that, Patriots.
That's right.
And
so exciting.
Yeah, all of Isaiah is pretty amazing, but yes, praise God indeed. All right, folks, stick around. We're going to take a quick break. The segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting, hosting websites, hundreds of websites. In fact, if you have a ministry or a business or a website for any reason, you have to have it hosted somewhere so it's accessible over the internet. May as well support a Christian patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt. In fact, they take great care of our websites. We're grateful for that. And you can check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. This is The Morning Commute. We'll be back with segment two right after this. The Son of Man, that's why I'm giving all the glory to God. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt, Lady Liberty from Liberty State Radio, and the Political Church Podcast, joining forces here with my bride and taking on the issues of the day and bringing truth in the news from a Christian patriot perspective. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to everyone, and welcome back to Trump Tuesday.
The final battle. That is such a cool...
That has got to be the world's greatest campaign ad. That gives me chills every time I listen to it. Yep. And usually by the end, I'm ready to stand up and cheer and go, yeah!
That's right.
Well, so anyway, we've got this clip here from Netanyahu responding to all the calls from the United Nations, from all around the world, making this ridiculous call to ceasefire. And listen to what he has to say about it.
I want to make clear Israel's position regarding a ceasefire. Just as the United States would not agree to a ceasefire after the bombing of Pearl Harbor or after the terrorist attack of 9/11, Israel will not agree to a cessation of hostilities with Hamas after the horrific attacks of October 7th. Calls for a ceasefire are calls for Israel to surrender to Hamas, to surrender to terrorism, to surrender to barbarism. That will not happen. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that there is a time for peace and a time for war. This is a time for war.
Hear, hear, and amen.
Amen to that.
Don't let up. Don't let off.
Don't let up until you've won.
No ceasefire. You plow all the way through.
That's right.
Right now, they're cutting Palestine, the Gaza Strip in half right now. And they're taking ownership of the northern part of it right now. But
I wouldn't
be surprised if they push all the way through and push all of these Palestinians right into Egypt.
Yep. And talk about pushing them into the sea. Everybody that's declaring that right now, God tends to put it right back on the same people trying to say those things, and especially when it's against his people.
That's right. That's what the memes are coming out now saying, from the river to the sea, Israel will be free.
Yes.
You know?
It's so perfect.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of cool, though. The British prime minister fired a deputy minister from his government who urged him to promote a ceasefire in Gaza.
Fantastic.
Yep. You're fired.
Awesome. That's exactly what needs to happen, because that last thing that you ever want to do while you're winning is quit, to give them time
to regroup, to dig in, to move logistics.
Yep. Bring in more ammo, more whatever they need to defend themselves and to attack more. Only an idiot would do a ceasefire.
This is the time for war.
Yep, that's right.
And if you're going to go to war, bring it.
That's right.
I mean, bring it.
Yeah, if you're going to start one, Israel's going to finish it.
Exactly. And if they have to finish it, we're not going to keep taking timeouts.
Yeah, and we're not going to pretend like, oh no, let them get a better stronghold so that they can beat you. That's pathetic. I mean, that just shows you're weak.
Right.
You're weak if you're begging your enemy to stop and let you have a timeout.
Reminds me of the movie in the Survivors, the Survivalists, when Robin Williams is in a shootout with this guy and he goes, wait, time out. Goes, what? He goes, I brought the wrong bullets. No time out.
No.
It's on.
Yeah, war is not about, we'll only be nice as long as you guys are winning. That's not how it works.
Right.
So, okay, well, so on to more of the Trump-related information from today, something that'll absolutely make your head just about pop off. Yesterday, it just started, a trial began in Colorado to keep Trump removed from the state's 2024 election ballot for, they say, in quotes, for attempting to overturn the 2020 election results and for enraging wild protests in D.C. on January 6th. And Judge Sarah Wallace, appointed by Democrat Governor, no surprise there, Jared Polis, will rule over this case. This is not a case. This is a pathetic piece of garbage that is a spot in the eye of America.
No kidding.
This is just pure garbage. And you can't do that. You can't
shameful.
Do that.
And the 2020 elections should have been overturned.
Exactly. They were absolutely fraudulent. They were illegal as all get out. It was a coup. And now they're trying to defend their coup by saying, you can't say anything against what we've done.
That's what communist coups do. They fight for it to keep it. To tooth and nail.
Well, you know what this is? This is exactly the same thing as Hamas getting stomped and calling for a ceasefire.
Right.
You know, we are now fighting back about election fraud, and they're saying, ceasefire.
Right.
No, I beg your pardon. We've got all the evidence, and all of you all need to be put in jail for your
nice
fraud.
Try.
Yep, exactly.
So what is this? This next clip is...
So this next clip is from the Iowa rally with Trump speaking, and of course he's saying everything we all want to hear. Listen to what he has to say.
They indicted me because I protested a crooked election. They indicted me. They go after people for years. Do you notice they never go after people that rigged the election? They go after people that are complaining about the rigging. Did anybody see anybody with all the things and all the facts we have? And you'll be seeing them come out, because we never forget. You know, history, you have to remember, history is a very important word. But they indicted me once, twice, three, four. I think they stopped. I heard they were going to do a couple of more, but they said, don't do any more because my poll numbers have shot up. Because people get it, right? People get it. People get it. So we're going to stop. We're going to stop the cheating. People aren't going to let it happen. They're not going to let it happen. The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election in 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024. That I can tell you. So we're going to stop. We're going to stop the cheating.
Yeah, that really hit home with folks. And he's right. You know, these ridiculous lawsuits to try to keep him off the ballot, right?
Right.
Because he brought people to, you know, violent protests in D.C. and everything else, but where it was all Democrats. And matter of fact, in this case, Trump's lawyer played this whole montage of leftists and Hollywood actors calling for his death, calling for, you know, showing him being beheaded,
right,
calling for violence, executing a president, you know, calling for violence, confronting Trump supporters and getting in their face. And, you know, they were promoting violence all the way through. Trump said, march down there peacefully and patriotically.
That's right.
And now they want to remove him from the ballot.
Right. And if I lived in Colorado, I would be fighting that tooth and I would be furious. In fact, I would move. If they actually refused to put him on the ballot, I would move.
What happened to Colorado? Man.
I would move just so I could vote for Trump in a different state. That's how it would be.
Yeah.
That just that you can't remove people's choices. That's just not. Well,
there
the
is
way
something to be said about
works.
Fighting where you're at.
Yep.
I get it. But, you know, sometimes the Jews had to say, I love where I live, but it's time to go home. It's time to move to,
yeah,
you know.
Move right across the border.
Right, where I can be stronger. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, hey, you be safe out there. Stay alert and stay in the Word. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
That's right. You will have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.